If you want to get your favorite technical news, give the Gizmo Gang a call. Gizmo Sapiens.
Hey, and welcome to Gizmo Sapiens Show 148. And we here at Gizmo Sapiens Podcast want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I just wanted to have a brief message and kind of elaborate on some of the stuff we talked about on the last episode, particularly ARM-based computers. That is probably one of the most exciting and significant changes that we're starting to see roll over. Not that it started in 2020, but that we're starting to see headway and major manufacturers move to ARM-based computing. Like we talked about, you know, Apple with its M1 SoC, which can do amazing things, you know, with the neural engine that's built into it, with all of those things that you don't get on a general purpose. What it is reality, ARM has allowed several important things, whether it's for Apple or Raspberry Pi or, you know, anybody who's using an ARM chip, although some people are not taking advantage of it. One, the battery life on these things is amazing. I was telling my son the other day that I no longer charge my laptop every day. I'll get 2 to 2.5 days, 3 days if it's light use, out of my laptop before I even have to plug it in and charge it. My M1 based MacBook Pro. You can run a Raspberry Pi, which is also a system on a chip, single board computer, off a 5-volt power bank at less than 2 amps. You know, Microsoft, that was the one thing, their Surface X that they originally brought out in 2019 and then they revamped for 2020, their Surface Pro X is what I should call it, say, that, you know, the battery life was amazing on that as well. But the other thing is the specialty cores that you can get. So, you know, not only does, like, the Apple's M1, the Broadcom chips that are used in the Raspberry Pis, the Snapdragon that is used in the Microsoft Surface Pro X, you know, but the M1's probably the best documented. You know, you not only do you have the 4 high-performance cores, 4 energy core or energy efficient cores that are still high performance, but they're specifically for doing other tasks that don't require as much energy, which helps with your battery life. The fact that you then have a neural engine built right into the chip, Thunderbolt's built into the SoC, USB is built into the SoC, you know, none of this requires separate chips. And then, you know, Apple's innovation on top of all this is the unified memory, meaning that I don't have to have video memory, I don't have to have RAM, I don't need cache because it's all used. And what that significantly does is it increases the performance incredibly because it now doesn't have to copy data around. Everything just has access to the single copy of data that's there. And that contributes to an extremely performant machine. But, you know, I talk about the Raspberry Pi and single board computers. They're probably helped proliferate ARM processors the most and the greatest. You know, most of those are less than $100. A lot of them are less than $30. And it's a great place to learn computing. It's a great place to enjoy tinkering with something that you don't really have to worry about breaking. Or if you do break it, the cost is very small. But like I said before, there's more than just Raspberry Pi out there, and there's even some x86-based single computers that run Windows even, although those tend to be much more expensive. And on the high end, you even have some ARM-based systems made by NVIDIA, the NVIDIA Shield systems. They're actually designed to do AI and ML work or artificial intelligence and machine learning work. So they cost a little bit more, but even those are not more than maybe $100, $130. But that proliferation of those ARM-based single-board computers have really pushed things. And even prior to that, smartphones and tablets, the iPhone, the iPad, the Samsung tablets, the Amazon Fire tablets, the proliferation of those devices have brought the ARM chip cost down so much that these single-board computers can be sold for $30 to $80 and are very, very powerful and capable machines. If you want to try one, I would highly, highly recommend getting a Raspberry Pi 400 or a Raspberry Pi 4. But the 400 is a little rework of the Raspberry Pi 4 system into a keyboard, and you can buy it as just the compute unit, which is just the keyboard. It has USB 3 and USB and Ethernet and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and but it also has GPIO pins, so you can build projects and make some computer controlled items at a very low cost. But it's $70 for the Pi 400, just the computer that's built into the keyboard, or you pay $100 and you'll get the whole kit, which includes the power supply, USB-C power supply, a micro HDMI to HDMI cable, and a mouse. And then it also has a book with some Raspberry Pi projects, which is very, very good. I highly recommend it. I've had more fun playing with my Pi 400 than I have with my Pi 4s as of late. But it is a fully fledged, fully capable computer. If you wanted to surf the web and check email and, you know, write documents occasionally, it can do all of that. There's several flavors of Linux that run on it and other OSs. Raspbian is the Raspberry Pi Project's own Linux distro, but there's also the latest version of Ubuntu out there, and it runs great. They both run LibreOffice and everything. And if you're wanting to get into programming, the Pi is probably one of the lowest entry points and easiest places to start. There's also the Orange Pi Project, which is kind of an open source version of the Raspberry Pi, and certain models of the Orange Pi run Raspbian, but Orange Pi Project has Debian and also runs Ubuntu and some other flavors of Linux as well. Again, I just wanted to say a few things to elaborate on what we were talking about last episode in the best of 2020. So I'm Chris, your Chief Gizmo Sapien, and I again want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll see you on the digital flip side.
You've been listening to Gizmo Sapiens, a technology and entertainment podcast. You can reach us at our email address at gizmosapiens@gmail.com. That's GIZMOSAPIENS @gmail.com. We'd really love to hear from you, and we'll see you next week from the digital flip side.